Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today near our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Nakavi, in our previous episode, we talked about that parents do not have to teach their children all through just lecturing, or just inculcating knowledge only. They even have to basically inculcate the knowledge through their emotions and through their actions. So you were talking on emotions and actions.
Yes, we need to, as I said, as you just mentioned, we need to teach them, inform them, make them realize, understand. That is one. Of course, it's not it can't be done in a classroom's environment. It has to be done informally. In our discussions, we discuss with each other as parents. We discuss with our children. We discuss with them issues that pertain to our lives,
yeah.
Basic issues. Discussions have to be done in a free, lively environment.
Yeah.
Their knowledge of their surroundings has to increase. Their knowledge of the creations of Allah has to be increased. Their knowledge of Allah Almighty, His benevolence, His mercy, His creations, the universe around us, His signs, everything has to be brought home to the child. Then the attitude, we want him to have a pure, sincere behavior for the sake of Allah. That attitude has to be inculcated through our attitude, how he sees us,
yeah,
interacting with him or her, with others, with ourselves, with our Lord, Allah Almighty. That sincerity of purpose, that sincerity of action should come through providing a living example,
okay,
to the child. How we talk to him, how we speak to him, how we communicate with him, how we show our feelings, how we the language which we use, the choice of words is very important.
Yeah.
How we make him or her feel that we love him, we love her,
care about them,
and their well-being. Whatever we want is not for our benefit; it's for their benefit. For the benefit of the family, for the benefit of the society, for the benefit of the community, of our nation. So these have to be carried out through our actions. One part of our actions is talking,
okay,
is speaking.
All right.
And how we speak. The most important form of communication that we human beings have been given. I mean, no other animal can do that. It's only us as human beings that makes us distinct.
Yeah.
Yes, we are rational people, animals, but we are speaking rational animals. maybe animals communicate with each other. They may have a special form of language, it's not based on rational understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the unique things that which we human beings have is the competency, the capacity to communicate.
All right.
To communicate our thoughts, to communicate our feelings.
Yeah.
And they have to be done in a very beautiful way.
All right.
The child should learn from us how we communicate.
Yeah.
How the choice of words. If we want our child to behave properly, to talk properly, to speak properly.
We have to behave properly.
We have to be, we want him not to abuse others, so we should not be using an abusing language.
Abusing language ourselves. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing how parents have to show their emotions, show their love through their actions. So Professor Naqavi, you were saying that communication is one of the important things that needs to be happening between a parent and a child, an educator and a child. And this communication does not always happen through words. It sometimes happens through actions. It sometimes happens through emotions.
All emotions, the feelings within ourselves are beneath the surface. They are expressed in the form of actions.
Okay.
And our behavior. And broadly speaking, as I mentioned, we have two types of actions. One is speaking, and one is the other body language which we have.
Okay.
When we talk to our children, communicate with them using words, sentences, that's one form. We hug them, we kiss them, we pay respect to them. The Holy Prophet would stand up for her, Bibi Fatima Zahra, and show her, show his respect and love for Bibi Fatima.
Yeah.
So those are actions. So there has to be a combination of words, mm-hmm. sentences, language, and other actions which are performed through the other parts, the whole body actions which we have.
So you're basically trying to say that when we speak to our child, the speaking must be done through words and also our body language. Mm-hmm. Our body language also speaks, like you said, in a nation.
So we need skills to do that. The proper skills have to be employed.
Yeah, you give a very beautiful example in a nation where girls were buried alive. In that nation, Prophet even taught through actions to the entire nation, giving respect to his daughter, standing in respect for her, especially in a nation which was very, very backward in terms of burying daughters alive. So we have to, like, through our actions, we cannot even, just the example you mentioned, we cannot even teach just only our children. We can even, like, whosoever is around, we can even teach them, like our society, our neighbors, our relatives.
Exactly. Basically, the very important thing which must be kept in our minds and remembered is that Allah Almighty says, "Karramna bani Adam." We have created human beings with dignity.
All right.
The basic thing which has importance, which is of paramount importance, is the dignity of human beings.
Okay.
Allah Almighty says, human beings have been created by me by breathing into them from my very soul. The dignity of mankind is because of nafakhtu fihi min ruhi.
All right.
We human beings have been created as manifestations of God's excellence in creation.
Yeah.
So this dignity has to be maintained.
All right.
Has to, we'll talk, our own dignity and the dignity of our children.
Yeah. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, a man once came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and said, I have never kissed a child. When he left, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is someone who, in my view, is one of the people of hell.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIV English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're saying how parents can show their love to their children through their emotions and actions. Yes, Professor Naqvi.
So, as I was saying, human dignity, after one's life, the most important thing after the human life is precious.
Yeah.
And after that is the dignity of the human being.
Yeah.
The issue of the girls who were buried alive by their parents.
Yeah.
The worst thing that could possibly happen.
True.
Abhorred by the Holy Prophet. As we know that a person came to the Holy Prophet, he had become a Muslim believer, but he wanted to confess that before I became a Muslim, I made this terrible
mistake,
this terrible...
Actually a sin.
This sin. And how can I be redeemed? The Holy Prophet, of course, becoming a Muslim would go a long way in redeeming him. But still, the Holy Prophet was not able to continue to, you know, look at him. He wasn't so put off by that sin that was done before Islam.
Yeah.
So both things are involved in that. The very dignity of girls was trampled upon in the times of ignorance.
True.
As it is today, trampled upon in other forms.
In other ways. Violating their human rights.
I mean, the hijab.
Yeah.
Is to preserve dignity.
True.
Now, if some women burn their scarves, take off their scarves, they are trampling upon their own dignity.
True.
And beyond that, in that case, because they have no dignity, their precious lives are taken away.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah, even today.
Even today.
Yeah.
Becoming objects of human temptations.
Yeah.
They are led to be murdered sometimes.
Yeah.
So therefore...
And that's the biggest form of human rights violation, that you have to represent yourself, you have to show off yourself through your body, not through your intellect. Exactly. You have to suffocate your intellect, you have to kill your intellect and your intelligence, your knowledge, but you have to show off who you are through your body. That's the biggest form of human rights violations towards girls.
So when we're talking about our children, especially, the human dignity involved there has to be maintained. It has to be kept intact. By scolding, telling off our children all the time, we are suppressing their dignity.
All right. So through our actions and through our emotions, we have to basically show off them the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in within us. As you verily mentioned, the verse that He has breathed into us from His own very own soul. And also, like, we must always think that, are we the creatures for whom He said, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقِينَ, and indeed, I'm the best of the creators. So, yes, we have to keep all that in mind. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIV English Radio. In case you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio or our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanallah. God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all.